Morning, Liz. How you going?
Yeah, well, we're great, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm a good patching, working away.
Working away.
Yeah, you working behind the scenes on this brand new app that's going to just, you know, redefine the world called Social Base.
Well, I might find a few things. I won't be able to redefine the world, but a few issues that obviously that are close to me, I'll hopefully be able to resolve, and hopefully we can start to make a bit of a change.
So, Todd, how does the app work?
The app Social Base works. It's pretty much in a nutshell. It gives you a timer. Instead of going from one social media to another, Social Base has all social medias in the one platform. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You don't have to get log in and out of one to post. You just post through the one platform. And it's got, obviously, there's a scheduled post. So if you're busy at work or if you're busy doing something sport, you can schedule your post to keep your sponsors happy or keep your bosses happy that you're posting and you, if you work through social media. And then the new feature we've come up with is the lockout thing, which is, at first, I come up with the idea to sort of help sports players when you do post sometimes and it's not the right post and you cop a fair bit of backlash from it. What that would do is give your boss, your manager, someone from the club would be able to, they'll get a notification when you've posted something, and they've got the right to either accept it, decline it, or edit the post to make it suitable for what they want.
Oh, that would have helped you back in the day, Todd Carney.
Well, yeah, it definitely would have helped me along the way. Obviously, I didn't post a photo, but
no.
It would have helped players in recent times, obviously. I didn't get too much into the Israel Folau saga, but if it was implemented then, AAU would have had a chance to not let the post go forward. But since sort of we've made it all public and had a fair bit of feedback, the one touching thing come from it is that if schools had it implemented, that the teachers got the right, obviously. No one likes bullying, and they'd be able to access the kids' phones because they'd have a chance to stop the students in the class posting about other kids. And so it's not just for sports people, it's for everyone.
Do you think, Todd, I do believe this is a great idea. I find it interesting that professional football players need babysitting in order to have somebody tell them what is and isn't appropriate. I find that interesting that people to me it's quite obvious like what is appropriate and what is or isn't going to upset a sponsor or put a bad image out there for your club. To me it's quite clear, but obviously in the footballing world and from your experience it's not that black and white.
I guess it is you're right, and we shouldn't be babysitting. We're men and we're adults, and but it's like anything, there's human error, and sometimes you do post things under emotion or in anger. But like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative post. It could be a spelling mistake. It could be the wrong interpretation of a word or something like that. And that's where if you're sponsored by Adidas and they're paying you a ridiculous amount of money and you say the wrong thing, they've got a chance to have a quick look over it before their brand is getting put on your social media for everyone to see.
Yeah.
I do agree with what you're saying, that it's, as people, players, we do need to take accountable for our own actions.
I do think that it's a great idea because I think that anyone can be on Instagram, anyone can say anything now and it can become a news headline, which is a terrifying reality about journalism. But I think the overarching theme for me is that this is a great step in the right direction, but what we need to be doing is we need to be educating anybody who is in a role model position on what is and isn't appropriate. And if you're a professional football player, I know that football is your game. Unfortunately for you, you do become a role model. So people are going to be looking to you and you are in this position.
But I think that's a perfect world, Maz. I don't think we live in a perfect world.
But we can strive to get it a little bit better, right?
Oh,
and everyone
education
can take accountability for what they're doing.
Absolutely. But I think this just sort of steps in. I agree with you. But I just don't think that's the only, because it's one of those things where you look back in hindsight, or you look back as you get a little bit older, right, Todd? So you look back on some of the things you did when you were young and dumb and you learn along the way. So
Sure. Just
saying education could solve it, I don't think it could. Not purely, not alone.
We are, as players now, and all the sporting codes are doing a great job of educating players about social media, things that I shouldn't and shouldn't do. And it's come through the junior system, and everyone needs to get educated on everything. As you said, hopefully it will help someone, help one player, can help 100 players. But yeah, the feedback we've got from school and from education and stuff is definitely something that a direction we're going
to
look at.
Also,
too.
If you're about to pop out for a couple of drinks on a Saturday night, maybe switch it on as well, because you do wake up with regret.
The lockout feature that you mentioned, I think, is a brilliant, because that's when it is usually in its, you know, off the field is when people are getting into all the trouble on social media. Have any footy clubs signed up, Todd?
No clubs have come on board yet. Obviously, we're only early in stages of developing the feature, and hopefully early February next year, we'll have it all up and running.
And are you going to be millionaires off the back of this? That's what I always get excited about in the app game. Maybe he activated the app. Maybe he was about to say something stupid.
Cut him off.
Well, and I think we've still got you there, Todd. We still got you?
Yeah, that's better.
I'll ask one more question. Hopefully we can get an answer. Grand final this weekend, man. We have to ask, are you still watching the game? Are you still into the game? What's your take on the grand final this weekend?
I watch every game. So I think Melbourne's been there, experienced it before, but obviously Penrith, for instance, they're 17 straight now, and they'll be fine with that 18. But I think it's going to be a great game of football either way.
Who do you think's going to win? You reckon Storm have got it?
Yeah, I think Storm will win.
Okay. Have you got any mates playing or anything? Do you sort of get involved in that way? I mean, I feel like you're a bit of a loss to the game. I feel like you could get back involved at some point, Todd.
I'm still involved at junior levels coaching, and I still play in Byron Bay. All the guys I played with along my journey, I still love watching them play. I support them all the time. I still love the Raiders, still love the Roosters, obviously Cronulla. So it's still close to me. And hopefully later on down the track, I'll be able to get in and do a little bit of mentoring stuff for today's juniors.
It sounds to me like you're living the dream, man. You're living in Byron Bay playing footy. You're developing apps. You've got it all happening for you. It must be great to be at this point in your life.
Yeah, it is definitely. It's really good. I'm in a good place in my life at the moment. And life's good.
Mate, thanks for joining us on the air. We appreciate it. And all the best with the app.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Todd. See you, mate.
All right. Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers,
bro.
Bye.
Bye.